Harper Audio presents A Torch Against the Night by Saba Tahir. Narrated by Aisha Kala, Jack Farrer, and Samantha Sutherland. Part 1. Flight. Chapter 1. Leia. How did they find us so fast? Behind me, the catacombs echo with angry shouts and the screech of metal. My eyes dart to the grinning skulls lining the walls. I think I hear the voices of the dead. Be swift, be fleet, they seem to hiss, unless you wish to join our ranks. Faster, Leia, my guide says. His armor flashes as he hastens ahead of me, through the catacombs. We'll lose them if we're quick. I know an escape tunnel that leads out of the city. Once we're there, we're safe. We hear a scrape behind us, and my guide's pale eyes flick past my shoulder. His hand is a gold-brown blur as it flies to the hilt of a sim slung across his back. A simple movement full of menace. A reminder that he is not just my guide. He is Elias Veturius, heir to one of the Empire's finest families. He is a former Mask, an elite soldier of the Martial Empire. And he is my ally. The only person who can help me save my brother, Darren, from a notorious martial prison. In one step, Elias is beside me. In another, he is in front, moving with unnatural grace for someone so big. Together, we peer down the tunnel we just passed through. My pulse thuds in my ears. Any elation I felt at destroying Blackcliff Academy or rescuing Elias from execution vanishes. The Empire hunts us. If it catches us, we die. Sweat soaks through my shirt, but despite the rank heat of the tunnels, a chill runs across my skin and the hairs on the back of my neck rise. I think I hear a growl, like that of some sly, hungry creature. Hurry! My instincts scream at me. Get out of here! Elias, I whisper. But he brushes a finger against my lips, shh, and tugs a knife free from the dozen strapped across his chest. I pull a dagger from my belt and try to hear beyond the clicking of tunnel tarantulas and my own breathing. The prickling sense of being watched fades, replaced by something worse. The smell of pitch and flame, the rise and fall of voices drawing near. Empire soldiers. Elias touches my shoulder and points to his feet, then mine. Step where I step. So carefully that I fear to breathe, I mimic him as he turns and heads swiftly away from the voices. We reach a fork in the tunnel and veer right. Elias nods to a deep, shoulder-high hole in the wall, hollow but for a stone coffin turned on its side. In, he whispers, all the way to the back. I slide into the crypt, suppressing a shudder at the loud crrrk of a resident tarantula. A sim that Darren forged hangs across my back, and its hilt clanks loudly against the stone. Stop fidgeting, Leia. No matter what's crawling around in here. Elias ducks into the crypt after me, his height forcing him into a half crouch. In the tight space, our arms brush, and he draws a sharp breath. But when I look up, his face is angled toward the tunnel. Even in the dim light, the grey of his eyes and the sharp lines of his jaw are striking. I feel a jolt low in my stomach. I'm not used to his face. Only an hour ago, as we escaped the destruction I wrought at Blackcliff, his features were hidden by a silver mask. He tilts his head, listening as the soldiers close in. They walk quickly, their voices echoing off the walls of the catacombs like the clipped calls of raptor birds. Probably went south, if he had half a brain anyway. If he had half a brain, a second soldier says, he'd have passed the fourth trial and we wouldn't be stuck with plebeian scum as emperor. The soldiers enter our tunnel and one pokes his lantern into the crypt.